Watch, Jimmy Fallon roasts Joe Biden, White House staff want to keep him in COVID isolation until 2025. By David Ng on July 26, 2022. The late-night comedians who once vigorously campaigned on his behalf continue to turn on President Joe Biden. In the latest betrayal, NBC's Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon joked that White House aides are so embarrassed by the president that they want to keep him in COVID isolation until 2025. Jimmy Fallon cracked the joke at the top of Monday's show, responding to news that Biden is recovering from COVID-19. The past 5 days, President Biden has been isolating with COVID, and today his doctor said that his symptoms are now almost completely resolved, the comedian said. Yeah, that's great. Biden's staff was like, just to be safe, let's keep him isolated until 2025. Watch below. Fallon also joked about Biden's embarrassing series of falls while climbing a stairway to board Air Force One in 2021. I'm happy for the president because usually when you hear the words Biden and viral, it's because he fell up the stairs. Fallon continued to roast Biden, focusing on the stream of bad news the current administration has inflicted on the country. Biden's doctors said that his pulse, blood pressure, and respiratory rate remain absolutely normal. Then Biden flipped on the news and his doctors said never mind. As Breitbart News reported, Jimmy Fallon was a much bigger fan of Biden just a few months ago when the comedian interviewed the president during the show. Fallon gushed over Biden, telling him that he is bringing class back to the presidency by attending events at the Kennedy Center and mingling with the cultural and political elite. Late-night comedy shows have taken their knives out for Biden as his popularity continues to plummet. Drag queen RuPaul, who was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, roasted the president for contracting COVID-19, joking that the last time Biden was this sick was when he got scurvy on Noah's Ark. Earlier this month, CBS's The Late Late Show host James Corden visited the White House but balked at being told to say that the state of the U.S. economy is strong. Stephen Colbert, the left-wing host of CBS The Late Show and formerly a staunch Biden advocate, recently derided the president as grandpa, after Biden lost his temper with a CNN reporter. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.